This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What should have been a fun, relaxing trip on an island turned into an absolute chaotic shit show. Laughing, crying, puking. Yes, the sexiness of diarrhea, almost going overboard at sea. The ladies of Roni did everything but have fun on this cast trip. It was a literal shit show. Actress and Roni fan Leslie Bibb, with a cameo from her life partner Sam Rockwell, joins me to break down the episode. This is Real Housewives of New York Season 10, Episode 17, Ship Happens. Nice to meet you too. Congrats on your new movie about my father.
I appreciate it. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Our dog is in the hospital.
Well, I'm really sorry.
But you might see my partner come out of the shower because he's got to go pick him up from the vet.
Oh, it's okay. I look forward to that.
Yeah, he'll be clothed though.
Okay. Oh, well, whatever.
Sam, we get
what we get. We don't get upset. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So are you, first of all, congratulations on About My Father. How is the response? How was the premiere? Like, how is everything?
The premiere was great. The response is, we'll see, you know, this weekend will be a big deal, but to see if people show up in the movies, and it's like, and you're also going up against like Fast and Furious.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's,
and it's a weird time in movies anyway.
Yeah. And like, but when I was doing the junket, and I've done enough movies to done enough junkets that like when people genuinely come in, I'm like, I really love this movie.
Wow.
Like there's something to it. It's Sebastian wrote like a love story to his father.
Which is it's very, you have good ingredients. The people are all different. They're in the movie and equally interesting and compelling to go. And then also his act talks so much about his father. So mm-hmm. You have that cross promotion. And I mean, he's hot right now.
Yeah. So it could be, I mean, everybody loves the movie. I'm really proud of it. Usually stuff I do, I'm not. I'm like, I see like faults in this mm-hmm. movie. I'm like, I love it. Wow. And my boyfriend is like, he was like, I was like, am I crazy? He's like, no, the fucking movie is, it's amazing. And we took our friend Mike, and he's stood up at the end. He's Italian. He's like, we're bringing Italians back.
Ah, that's funny.
And I was like, that's cute. But he also, you know, he's an Italian guy. And he's like, that's what my dad used to do. And a lot of people, I think, if their parents have passed on or they haven't, it just feels like this connective tissue between our like, hi, Sammy, say hi to Bethany.
Hey, Bethany, how you doing?
Come say hi.
I'm doing well. How are you? If I were not afraid to get candy. Yeah. She said you might be coming out of the... Oh, it's you. I know who you are. Oh, yeah. Do you know who I am by any chance? No. He's not the type of actor who would know who I was. That makes me sad. It would be a big surprise.
I do know. I know your face. We've interviewed before.
Nope.
No?
She's... No.
Oh, well, you look very familiar.
Well, thank God. At least is that... How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing good.
Yeah. If I were not afraid of cancellation, I would have said, well, we're very disappointed that you came out in full clothing because you set it up and he walked out clothed. It's not that fun. Yeah, she said, oh, I'm sorry, because Sam might come out of the bathroom right now. And I didn't even know that you were like a famous Sam.
And
sorry about your dog. I'm really sorry. Very nice to meet you.
I'm going to go pick him up. It's okay.
I love you.
Have a nice interview, guys.
Love you. Bye. okay. So are you, and by the way, that was really a fun little moment. Rockwell, major actor, like, mad respect. I had no idea you're in a relationship because I don't come into any of these things with preconceived notions or ideas. I read about people, but I read less about you because we're talking about these women. When you come on the other podcast, I will have read everything about you.
We've been together for, it'll be 16 years this year.
Holy shit. I had no idea. So that's nice. You managed to have a private relationship with another very successful person. So that's admirable as well.
You
don't go anywhere.
We're boring. Like, we just
happen to be actors, but you're actually humans.
Yeah. And really love each other. And we work hard at it. And we've we've worked hard at making it last for 16 years.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Okay. So do you watch The Housewives? Are you a fan?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. So you watch all of them or you have favorites? Like, there's no wrong answer. I'm just curious.
There's no rhyme or reason. And then I think if something makes me feel icky, I'm like, I can't watch it anymore and I have to not do it. But I was like a Roni lover and I sort of started watching Housewives stuff because it started under the guise of sort of research, reality TV there's stuff I would watch people do and then I'd steal it and put it into a character.
Oh, nice.
And so because people are like, it's fake. And I was like, sometimes if it's a good show, it's not fake. You'll have a moment where they forget that the camera's there and they have an incredible reaction that is so authentic and something that you couldn't even something just happened. I was watching Summer House and the girl was complaining about I don't really love that show, but I was just watching. There's something and this girl is complaining about somebody got engaged and she didn't know and she was going nuts. She's telling everyone. Her behavior was kind of cuckoo, but then they didn't come home. And she got her feelings hurt and people in the house were like, oh, fuck it. We're going to go into their room. And they grabbed a hat and she lost her mind. It was I was like, oh, this isn't reality.
You saw
the break of and she became a girl who lost her two best friends. And the behavior, she went in like one fell swoop from like, fuck them, to take their hat off. What are you doing? It was just such this incredible reaction that you couldn't even craft it. It as an actor that I'm like, there's a morsel somewhere in a film or in television. I will pocket that little piece of behavior and try to like.
I love that. No actress has ever said that before. That's very, all right. So this is a show that I was on. And when I watched.
I know. That's why I said shit happens. I made notes.
Okay.
But like, literally look at my notes.
All right. Well, I've got my notebook and it says, okay. So I'm in this episode, and to describe to the audience at home, I rewatch episodes for this show, but I've only ever seen each episode one time, just like the week 4 days before when we would get it from production, just to like clear your name in your head, just to be like, I saw that, didn't do it. Like, just to make sure you're safe.
Oh, yeah, you see stuff that you didn't see.
Right. No, we are like Gen Pop. We get it 4 days before. So I don't know what anyone said. I don't remember what happened. I never remember anything that came out of my mouth. And now in watching it again, as a person, if I read a book or watch a TV show, I will watch it again. It could be 6 weeks later. It could be 4 days later. I forget what happened. I'll forget a whole character got killed, something. I just have that. There's like the slate goes clean. So I didn't remember a lot of this episode. So I'm doing this with you right now.
Is what you're saying is that you're very like,
yes.
I have a little bit of the same thing. I can meet somebody. It's like, I'm so focused on this. And then somewhere down the line, I'm like, because I got sidetracked by like, they were like, well, my daughter did this. And then my dog and the thing. And I'm like, and then I don't know. It's the same. I have a similar thing.
And the gift is now I'm finally watching it like a viewer because I'm not in it. And so now I'm seeing it and I'm seeing some different perspectives about people, about their positions and arguments. So we see in this one a flashback to the week before where the whole thing starts with Luann saying to Dorinda, she's starting. So in the moment, I'm at that table having a disagreement with Carol on the other end. And I think we are the only two people in the world. And I think that the cameras are only on us. And I'm thinking about how this is going to come off later, I'm sure, to the audience. And I don't realize that we're not the main show. We are the side show. But I'm thinking that that's what this is about.
You thought you were the main character moment. And you're like...
I was not. I was just totally supporting. Exactly. So we thought we were having a main character moment. And I get up from the table because I just want to go home. And I hear that something happened down there. And when I hear what it was, I hear that I didn't really hear. I heard the she's starting. I didn't hear it myself. I heard that she said she's starting. And I understood exactly what that meant because I remember that night ordering a mocktail for Luann because I remember everything was about Luann's sobriety, just the way it became cabaret.
She just come off. I feel like she'd just gotten back from Florida.
She had just.
And rehab.
She was drinking mocktails and saying to Dorinda, she's starting. Now, I know Dorinda, I know both sides. So one is the preachy, and Dorinda, if you trigger something, Dorinda's smart, and in the back of her mind, even in her drinking, she's like shuffling the deck, and she knows like that she's going to have to cover up all the holes and do a big distraction, otherwise you're going to come in about her drinking. Like, I understand Dorinda doing it. I understand all of how that happened. So that's
what
I
think. But it's also how it went from 0 to 60.
Exactly. That's all Dorinda, by the way, 0 to 160 or whatever you said, 0 to 60.
Yeah. So like 0 to 60. So I understand. I agree with you. As a viewer, I remember when they said, which one do you want to watch? And I said, I want to watch Ship Happens because I remember as a viewer, it was like an incredible hour of television. Because again, it's one of those moments. I felt like there were so many stories going on. And I felt like people, Tinsley is actually like the oddest of everybody. Cause it's like, but it's sort of perfect. Cause she's like in her own like fairy tale winding around, like the boat is about to sink. And she's
well,
I don't know. You know what I mean?
But I got to give you context on that. Because for some reason, I've mentioned this before, when someone quote unquote owns a trip, which is total bullshit because no one owns a trip. Bravo owns a trip. They book the house. They get the integration. And you get to look like a big star that took a yacht with everybody, right?
Yeah.
So Tinsley, you can see her going on the roller coaster of wanting to own the trip, but then be away from the trip when we don't like something, but then be in. So she's like, I thought they'd let. So she's trying to be like, well, I want them to see my Cartagena. And when we get to the nice island, she's like, this is the Cartagena I know. Like, she's on a roller coaster. Like, she owns Cartagena. It's like, fucking chill out. You don't own diarrhea or nor that island. It's okay. Like, none of this is about you. It's about Brava.
That today, I watched the episode today while I was like running around doing press, and we had like an hour break, and we were at like some station. I was like, can we watch the episode? And my makeup artist, Rebecca Restrepo, is from Colombia. And she said, I know exactly where they are. And that is the most dangerous water. And as soon as they said, we have to go, it's 3 p.m. and the water gets dangerous. And she went, it is. It's terrible. The water. I mean, she knew exactly. She's like, it's where Panama comes in and this comes in.
Yes.
The water. She watched it. And it was interesting because she's like, oh, yeah, that water is so scary. And it is, you know, you're probably going to be fine. But if you don't know what's happening, it's terrifying. I said, like, when I was watching the episode, I said, oh my God, it's like, you probably didn't because you don't watch as many, I don't think you watch as many movies, but it's like two movies came out last year, and one was called The Banshees of Inisherin.
Okay.
And it was like, and it was about friendship, and one friend, this friend breaks up with Colin Farrell, and he's like, I just don't like you anymore. And they were like best friends, and they have this breakup. And I was like, oh my God. It's like watching you and Carol, this breakup. I was like, it's The Banshees of Inisherin. And then it became Triangle of Sadness, which is this other movie where everybody's like shitting and puking on a boat that's going down.
Oh my God. Well, the thing is too, though, when you realize this, there were so many subplots that break the fourth wall that were going on, because we realized that there were like two or four life jackets on the boat, and there's a whole crew too. So I was the one when we got off, and that literally called this EP into my room, was like, what the fuck? And the house was disgusting, which you don't want to say on television because you're going to say it's disgusting and you're this spoiled bitch. But the house was gross. Our feet were black the whole time. It was dirty. It was gross. And they put us on this boat without thinking of life jackets. And it felt like that guy got in a lot of trouble. It wasn't great for him. But I was the one who got everyone riled up because I said to the producers, you send us in a hotel. We are going to a hotel tonight. I don't give a shit. So when we did that exit in the cars, that was a fake exit. It wasn't the day we were leaving for the airport. We were leaving for the hotel. Because I said, once we leave this house, we're not doing a fake exit tomorrow back at this house. We're never coming back. And I was like, we need to go to a hotel. So we all spent one night at a hotel.
But where did everybody like have diarrhea everywhere? At the house. So
everyone at the house got sick. Separate than us hating the house. We all didn't like the house. But in the beginning, everyone has to act like they're so gracious. But everyone's, you know, the wheels start coming off, and then when things are going bad, everyone's trying to admit. And we all at the same time didn't want to throw each other under the bus for hating the house, aligned in hating the house. So once we all hated the house, plus we got into this accident, this terrible thing, and there were no life jackets, it gave us a good excuse to be like, get us the fuck out of here. You guys are in hot water, deep water, no pun intended. At the same time, all the women were shitting all over the house, and there was not enough toilet paper in the house, and the toilets weren't getting fixed. And Ramona was using a hand towel, and someone shit on the floor. Shit the bed, and Ramona shit the floor, and Sonia had a diaper on the way home. I have a picture of it. I sent it to Andy. An adult diaper on the flight home. So we got out of that house and went over to that hotel, and people had parasites, and it was a disaster. I was fine. I could drink it.
But you were not, you were like practically like gargling with like sewer water.
Correct.
Just wanting to go to the bathroom. Balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was constipated. I mean, that's why when I was like, I'm going to take something, I was constipated, and they were shitting out of their ears.
Which is so rude when you have, I don't know which is worse, one end or the other, because it's pretty, yes. Their diarrhea was.
No, that's not, if I was I would have stayed in Colombia for the rest of my life if I were going to shit on a floor. I would never recover that.
When she said, when Luann said at the end, she's like, I left her a gift. And I was like, what does she mean? She's like,
yeah,
I dire. And I was like, oh no, you have to strip the bed. You take it.
Yes.
You put it in the bag. You leave so much money as a tip.
Don't like, even don't start. That well, don't worry. Sonia shit the bed in St. Bart's because of another reason. That was because of an, you know, illegal entry or, you know,
yeah,
in
that
country.
That from the pirate? Yeah. That was from the pirate.
No, it was not. I don't know if that was somebody. Somebody got their hook in her and she shit that bed. So it's a classy group. It's the same it's as I've ever. Yeah, it's a classy
but
group.
But it was also, but here's what was so incredible about it. It was like this hot, when you guys first start the episode and you're at the table, there's something, there's an amazing moment that I was, when I just really, I saw it. You're sitting there because you're sort of like, I feel like I'm a little bit like you. Like if I feel it, I have to talk about it. We're going to talk about it because I can't, I don't want to hold it. I need to get it out. And either we're going to move past it or figure it out. But I can't, it's so fake to sit there and be like, yeah.
I know.
And Carol gets up from the table and you're just like, I can't fucking do this. This is crazy. I feel like I'm this. And you're talking. And then Carol somehow sneaks back in and sits down. I didn't realize. I thought you, I don't know why, like, I thought you literally didn't know she was at the table. And then she just sat there and was like, I'm here, Bethany. But I also wanted to shake Carol and be like, just have a, like, you were friends. Like, there was something so, you guys, like, from the show, it was like the year before you were taking her to St. Bart's and you guys were in separable. You guys
right,
were like
but when you, I was inseparable with Jill too, and the not the same, but when you meet someone on a reality show, it is not a place to start a relationship. It is not a place to start a relationship because a lot of the bond is what is going on with these other people, and it's an alliance, not intentionally, but you think everything is real, and that's why a lot of these relationships dissolve and lessen when one person leaves the show because it feels real. It's like the endorphins of being on the same show and having somebody that makes you feel safe and they're getting your back when you're not there. And if one person, if somebody is living differently off camera than on camera, then you're like the guardian of their secrets and the lines are blurred and you can't really bring it into the show. Then you feel like you're being honest. They're not. It makes you feel like they're, it just feels disingenuous, and things that happen off season come into the next one. And that's where all the problems have ever lied in this situation.
It's interesting. I have, like, just when you said that, that's like a huge secrets are a huge, huge trigger for me. Like it is like just rip the Band-Aid off. Like it goes very deep with me of something that happened when I was a child. Like that, like secrets, I find them so infuriating. I can't, I literally cannot abide them.
Like, well, it may not be important, but it's also something that doesn't matter. You can't bring it up to the group. I can't say something that happened off camera that happened with her boyfriend at the time that really annoyed me because someone's going to be like, why is your energy off with Carol? Because it was happening off camera, but now I don't want to say that. But if I say it, I'm right. Like, it's not a fun. Like
It's complicated.
It's complicated, right.
But which is interesting, though, when you said, like, friendships that happen on the show, because then you have these friendships between Ramona and Sonia and Luann, which feel like they knew each other before.
That's a different problem. Yes, but not best friends. Yeah.
But there's an intimacy of, like, I don't know. It's fascinating. But there was something about this trip to Cartagena that felt like you were watching a lot of things imploding. And then this dramatic scary thing happened.
Totally true. Like, you couldn't even write that in. That's so true. That brought everything to the surface. Fair.
And then suddenly you're like, well, we were gonna die. So then you sort of like go,
yes.
Then you find, like, and then you're in a foreign country and you almost died. Like, you're like, there weren't enough, like, I don't know, there was something, it was so leveling. So it felt like a really incredible hour of television.
No, it's like people think they're going to die. The plane's going down. You're hugging people that are sitting next to you. It doesn't matter what's going on in life.
Then you also start that, like, I mean, Sonia said something when, like, the boat's already starting to go weird. And Sonia's like, this isn't normal. This isn't normal. And Tinsley's like, this is how the water is. This is how the water is.
Well, she's also drinking. And trying to cover up the trip. She wants to put frosting on this trip. She keeps putting frosting on this trip because she's feeling like the viewer is going to think it's her trip.
Her trip, yeah.
Because she had gone there with Scott. So she's like owning it. And everyone wants to own the house and own the trip. So she's owning the trip.
And make it like that it's the best thing ever. But nothing. But what made me laugh is that then Sonia goes, I just peed all over. Is this yours? And she picks up, like, this black jacket. And she literally peed on Tinsley's coat or something. And I was like, it was like this funny precursor to the diarrhea that was about to
That's
become.
That's hilarious. Pissing and yeah, it's sexy. First, Luann is sitting down and we're about to get into the Dorinda and Luann fight. And we're talking about the Countess, and there's obviously some Countess problem that people are having. And Luann likes to say, well, Lady Gaga.
Oh my God, I wrote it down.
And Queen Latifah. Right. And Carol, though, does say something smart. She goes, those are stage names. Like, and now Countess has made it into sort of a stage name, but she's using it as like a real royal type. Well, darling, you never put your lipstick on at the tip. Like, you're not a real count. What does that even mean? You were born in Connecticut and like act like you're European and you use this name. This is a breakfast fight and this is a roller coaster because Dorinda doesn't know what she can land. If she thinks she can land being right, she'll land it, but she can't land being wrong. In her head, she's in her head as an actress at the moment. Like, she's in her head thinking about like how this is going to be, and she feels bad. Wait, but
do you think she remembers do you think she remembers what she said the night before? Do you think she really remembers what she said?
No, the essence. Like, Ramona before has been like, shit, I fucked up, and I said something not great. And Dorinda knows herself too, and she knows she lit up, and she probably wasn't right, and she knows that Luann did provoke her, say something to provoke her, which I understand, but that's Dorinda's style. It's like, you come and say one thing, I will blow the whole top off. So, yeah, and she just doesn't like to be, like, scolded for even a second. She gets worried about, like, she will cut you off at the pass.
Yeah.
So I understand Dorinda's perspective, though, and Luann didn't even give a real apology. I was like, well, I'm sorry if you thought that I was.
That must be very difficult. They were always like those apologies. Like when somebody goes, well, that must be very difficult for you.
Yes.
It's the fake apologies. It's like, this is your bullshit on your side of the, I'm not owning that. And it felt like they were both doing it for each other. Like these, like, I'm apologizing. I'm doing the right thing, but I'm not really apologizing. I'm not really owning my shit.
It's true, but I will say that talking to Luann the night before, I do realize that when you see somebody, I have a person that I was friendly with that often goes dark, like below the belt. And when you see that someone has that side, that lash that will go all the way, it's scary because Luann said she's starting, which isn't great, but that's reality show, like medium. But saying like, oh, really? I don't have a fucking mugshot. Like what? That's, you're going.
Yeah, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Yeah, that feels different. Like you're going to go for anything you can grab at that's not great in the heat of the moment. And that's scary as a recipient. So Luann was a little like, wow, I didn't know you felt this way about me. Like I will say I understand Luann's perspective. She was wrong to poke a bear in the zoo, but she got a lot. The punishment did not fit the crime.
She got her hand bitten off.
Right. Okay. So we agree. The punishment did not fit the crime. It was disproportionate to what had happened.
No.
I agree. Got it.
No.
And then, yes. And Dorinda knows that, which is why she's inside. And one of the things that Ramona is a gem at, and Dorinda and I are failures at, and you seem to be a failure at it too. If in the moment you're not feeling the mood, but the party's still going on because we're in a reality show and we're in the next scene and we're all supposed to act like we didn't just get gutted. Dorinda can't recover, and you're moody. I couldn't recover earlier in Colombia when I was upset and you think things aren't going your way and it's hard to like just pop out. Ramona can pop out like a jack in the box and change in the next scene, which is really remarkable.
Well, but I don't understand how it's humanly possible to go like that. Feels like, wait, where? That makes me weirdly feel more unsafe when somebody's like, I had you. And then it's fine. We're bad. That's the thing that people do all the time. Like,
same.
It's like, how did we just wipe this under the carpet? Like, it's not normal. But it's fascinating to watch, like, I mean, Ramona, you're right. Ramona is the queen of being able to be like, I don't know, with those eyes and those.
Right.
Like, it's just like, okay. And then she does these apologies, but I feel like she means them when she's doing it. But it also feels, I don't want to say insane, but it
disingenuous.
Is
disingenuous. No, she just wants to get to the next scene and clean it up so she can get to the next party. And that's the thing, because Ramona is perfect for reality TV because she brings the drama, but doesn't kill the party. So you, Ramona.
So you and I are vibe killers, and she's a that.
But I will decimate someone, like, on what happened. But I won't just throw out wild insults, you know, and I won't go low like that. Like, I'll say something based on something that's happening or that has happened that might hurt them, but it's not like out of nowhere. And a lot of those moments in my life, I still remember. So these people could never be my very close friends because none of my close friends have ever said anything to me like what has been said to me on that show. So it's just the genre.
Yeah.
It's the genre that you could say to someone something like the mugshot thing and then be friends with them next year, because I guess everybody realizes that you were on the field checking each other, and that's part of what that game is. But it's hard to separate.
It's really hard to separate. But then this incredible thing happened when you guys went to the island. Like the next morning, though, they're fighting at the table. And I feel like you talked to one of them. And then suddenly they're on some side porch.
Oh, like
side,
the hallway. Like, yeah. Hallway. Yeah. Outdoor hallway.
And they're crying and hugging each other and saying, it's okay. And I'm like, whoa. And then they go to the island and it's like nothing happened. But then Dorinda feels lonely. And then, I don't know. It's you know when you have like a toddler and they'll go from like joy to having a full-blown meltdown to enrage to
passing out.
To passing out and then waking up and being like, let's do this.
Totally.
There's something like.
It's the boat.
It's the boat. I'm telling you. It's like that boat became representative of
facts.
What was happening in the thing. I mean, even when you said.
Oh my God, we have a new therapist for the show. I'm so excited. Leslie Bibb. Yeah, you're right. No, it's like the.
But even when you said the thing when you were at the table. You thought this was happening, and it was like literally like parallels of you guys are at one end, and then at the other end, people are throwing mugshots and going off. Like she's starting over there, and then you and Carol, you're watching. I mean, for me as a viewer, I thought you guys were really close friends, and I thought because
we definitely were.
Yeah, it just felt like you guys were really close friends, and it was very sad to watch it because as a viewer, there was every time you guys fought, I felt like. You were watching the dissolution of a very good friendship.
Totally. It's a different style. We had a different style. By the way, that's another thing you could analyze. First of all, what you're describing about the two different groups, it's like we're below deck with the crew and like they're the fancy people over there and there's two things going on the same boat. So that's
Downton Abbey.
Yes, exactly. Upstairs, downstairs. But you're right. We had a different style of arguing. Like in my mind, Carol saying like, you know, you want to text and talk. And like, I'm busy. I'm like, I don't have a life or a job or a career or whatever. It just was very, it was talking down to me. And she was like, wow, stop, Bethany, stop. Yes. She kept dismissing me and making it like I was so little. And it was making me feel really bad. But you're right. It was representative of, it could be a husband and a wife where she doesn't feel important anymore or a friendship. But it was a different style. And you're right that the two of them, it felt like they both tried to really like win or get their best shots in. And then in the hallway, it was just like, let's just hug. Like, you know, when you've had a relationship fight with like, let's say you and Sam, you want to just wake up the next morning and be like, let's just not do this.
Let's just not do this. This is what it is. We both weren't our best selves. So
exactly. Thank you.
But I will say there was something like I found as a viewer. It was heartbreaking. And every time. So it was started at that table. Then it went the next morning when you guys were at the breakfast table. And then I felt like you were just like, you said to me, you were going down the steps. You're like, this is
Sing Sing.
Yeah. You were like, this is Sing Sing. In this moment, I saw like, you saw the fact that you guys were good friends and like you sort of had a similar like banter of something like, I don't know. It broke the fever. It broke the fever, but also it was great writing. It was really funny. And the fact when you guys, they got on the boat and Tinsley kept saying, it's not that big of a deal. And then they cut to Carol and Carol says, I have reported in Afghanistan.
Oh, well, of course she said that. Yes.
And then, but she was saying, just to say that boat was terrifying. And it's in line of what you were saying. There was not enough vest, there was smoke coming out. You didn't know why there was smoke coming out of the thing. People are puking. People are sliding all over the place. the poor crew is having to stand up and hold cameras. Like, I don't know how they're holding cameras.
No, but you're right. You bring up another example of it being like a drawing room comedy. Tinsley's at, you know, a costume party, you know, and Carol's throwing up in a bucket. Like, it's two different. The boat wasn't a mega yacht. It wasn't Paul Allen's Octopussy, the 300-foot yacht. It was a fucking 40-foot boat, and Tinsley's acting like she's in a different movie. She, like, walked off the set into another soundstage.
She's and in we're full like, hair and makeup and her French braids. Of course.
Yes.
And it's just like, it was amazing. And she's kind of tipsy and drunk, and it was like this, like, I was like, what? I want what she's having. I want to be able to go through life. And she goes, I don't know. I don't know if I just want it. She's like, Ramona was like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? She's like, I don't know. I've done this. Maybe I just want to be a wifey. And I'm like, oh, and it, to me, that's hard for me to relate to.
Oh, because of course. It didn't work out that great. Of course.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I was a kid, like you were, I feel like you probably had a job when you were a kid and you were like, I've just always been working as a, like, hustling in some way.
Yes, but you know what? I'm going to be honest about two things. Number one, with the Carol thing, which I'm just going back 1 second.
Okay, go.
I don't want to say started it because it's juvenile, but if somebody started this schism, it was me because of things that happened off camera in the beginning of the season. So I would say if anybody lit the match, I'm sure it was bubbling. But here she is right when she says, I'm questioning our friendship. She's right that I'm questioning it. And she's talking really badly about me in the interviews, which I'm not really doing about her. Like, she's really talking badly about me. Like, Bethany's the biggest shopper, and like not saying it to my face, which is she's like very cowardly. But I just want to check that box. But when you're bringing up Tinsley, it's funny because now I'm remembering that big heart of flowers that came the day before and her performative Cartier bracelet. And I remember that made me feel a little bad about myself and the relationship that I was in. And it was very performative. It was always very on camera, which should have been suspect about the guy who ended up publicly talking badly about her when they broke up, like talking to the press when he's not even a public personality. And like, okay, it's a lot of money. And he bought her flower arrangements, probably $150. And he bought her Cartier bracelet. It's a couple $1,000. It's not nothing, but it was all on TV, everything she got. Paul, my fiance, has bought me tons of major gifts and flowers. And like, I don't put that on TV. So now with hindsight, I realize I was probably in a certain place where it made me feel a little insecure about my relationship or something. But
you with Paul at the time?
I was with my ex who ended up passing away. But it was not a relationship that I tried to drink the relationship pretty, and it wasn't, I always had hope for it, but that made me feel even worse. If you're in a bad place in your relationship and you see someone like that, even though it seems for the cameras, because he was doing it for the cameras, who sends like for the Kentucky Derby flowers into a set?
It was the craziest flower arrangement ever. I forgot he gave her a Cartier bracelet.
But it was also Columbia was making the flower arrangements, so maybe he didn't get pictures and this is what he was getting.
It doesn't matter, but I want it to be like the fact that like, no, but that they could have easily sent like a bouquet of flowers.
Totally.
That was a specific with the initials. So he had to say, this is my initial. This is my, like, they didn't sit there and go,
you're right.
What's the woman's last name?
You're right.
That's his last name, and that they're in Columbia going, oh, well, let's do this, and we're going to put their initials on a giant heart in white flowers and do that. That's interesting. It's presentational. Yeah,
for the viewer. Like, Scott is a character that wants the viewer to think he's a baller, and there's a lot of, like, she drove her Bentley that was not her, it was never real. It wasn't her Bentley. It was his Bentley that he let her drive for a little while with strings. And then they went on a trip to Dubai with Dorinda and John and all this other stuff. And if everybody wasn't following the itinerary to a T, Scott scolded them all because he was paying them all to promote his business. So he's paying them like $15,000 to promote Coupon Cabin. So he was like using the show as a tool.
He was really, I remember like, there were Carol and Tinsley did Coupon Cabin. I forgot that's the name of it. Commercials.
Yes.
Like there were commercials that ran during the thing. And I was like, oh, this is weird. This is, this feels weird to me.
Like, what about when he bought Leah a pink Chanel bag via Tinsley and Leah promoted that, like talked about it, and Leah had helped with Coupon Cabin too. So people were it seems good. Like, you're doing a commercial for a Coupon Cabin, a company that's probably worth a couple $100 million. And of course he's going to buy you a Chanel bag, but that's like payment. It's not like a gift. It felt like the whole thing, he was trying to insert himself into the show via these gifts that it's expensive, but $6,000 to get Scott and Coupon Cabin into the show is a small price to pay.
Scott, the most shy person that never like wants to talk. And like somehow he was smart enough to go like, I'm going to insert myself, but I'm not going to say anything because he doesn't really speak.
No.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Okay, wait, can I ask you one thing? Did you yes. I literally took notes.
So same. Look at this. I love this.
I love
Jerry Springer. Oh, rest in peace, Jerry Springer. He had pages of copious notes, had never seen the show, and he sent them to me.
They should go in one of your offices. I'm sure you have a lot.
Yes,
of
I'm gonna frame them. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
When they're talking, I think Dorinda, maybe, I don't know if it was, if they're on that side porch or if they're on the island, they hug and Dorinda hugs her and said, let's go away for 21 days. And it's really underneath, like she's hugging her hand, her head is buried in Luann's, but she hugged her and she said, let's go away for 21 days. And I was like, wow, that's such an intense, it's like, it was such a strange joke.
You know, it's a good way. You know how people say now, like there is new terminology and some of it works, like sober curious is a nice terminology. I would say to be respectful and based on things that I've said that Dorinda has a complicated and challenging relationship with alcohol. It's not, you know, it's a difficult relationship to it where I'm sure she can go days and not drink and be in her health kick. And then, and also to Dorinda's credit, that show is very difficult to endure without having a cocktail. It seems like a good idea. It can get you through things.
Also too, Bethany, we've also been in a pandemic. So I think that like everybody, I mean, I drank more than I should have during like pandemic.
It was something to do.
And the world is falling apart. Listen, there's no stones being cast.
No, I know you're not. You didn't even tell me.
But like, I'm constantly like, I always just sort of check like, drinking is just because it's a slippery slope, especially after a pandemic. Like, I
well,
feel
I
like...
Well, I stopped drinking hard alcohol, full stop. After.
What did I was like having... I'd be like, hey, is it cocktail hour?
Oh, we'll be, got it.
And
okay.
That's what Sam and I would be like, let's have a drink and no, like, it's a, eat some it's chips.
A, yeah. No, it's a thing. But here's the thing. I miss cocktails. I'll sip wine.
Only one.
Yes, and I have a rosé, and it's stunning. And I'm going to put you on the list for that too. And it's stunning, and it's elevated, and it's beautiful, and it's called Forever Young, and it's just it's like what we drink at this age. Like it's better. It won. It's got the highest rating. It's just a different level. It's not like you're drinking to drink. But during the pandemic, it was fun to make a cocktail, and it was like, and I missed the something to do. Like I was a person that would be alone. And I would pour vodka over ice and like the sound and I'd like the olives and it was like a little process and just sip it. I wouldn't even drink the whole thing. Or if I couldn't sleep, I would not drink all day and just like when I couldn't sleep, sip it, even though I know it's not good for lack of sleep. But it didn't agree with me and it became something that I didn't like. I just didn't like the dehydration aspect. I have health issues. Like it just became something that you have a complicated relationship, but it's not the same as when we were young.
I could not agree right? more. I find that like I say to all my friends, I was like, I don't have the legs for a hangover anymore. I just
no.
can't. And sometimes I find, and this is what I find tricky. If I were a house, I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you have cameras in your home all the time.
I
bearing
hate it.
Your soul. It's so interesting. So it's so easy to be like, I hate this person and I hate this and this makes me nuts. But it's also like, it's, we're as the viewer, we're consuming you. So, and then we're like, it's like the Colosseum in a way. That's what I feel like.
100, you're brilliant.
You have to be like, we're like, you're in, you're out.
No, exactly. Oh my God. I always say, brilliant. Everybody, let's lip clap. Because
that's why
it's a zero sum game at all times. Someone has to be winning.
What does that mean? A
zero sum game means what you just said. Someone lives, someone dies. At all times in every scene, if you break down any scene ever,
always
someone is winning, someone is losing. You may not even know if you're the fish in the room. If you don't know who's getting fucked, you're getting fucked. You don't know it. Like you're the one. And it could be five people feeding off the frenzy and they're talking about you and you walk in the room and you didn't know that you're the one getting fucked. Like, and that is so activating and it is unnecessary and it is toxic and people take antidepressants that get on the show, anti-anxiety, and that's why I left. This is not real things that are going on in my life and I'm so much healthier. It's just I look different. It's just different. It's not.
That's so interesting. That's so interesting that you, that's the thing. I mean, I sometimes feel, like when you said which franchises, like I got to the point where I couldn't watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because it was like, oh, this is real. Like somebody's I couldn't, you're watching cut like, cause then it gets tricky when people, the families get involved and there's like that part of it where you're like, oh, this is real stakes. This is like brothers and sisters or cousins or people are going to jail.
You're describing dark. When it gets dark, people want out. And also when,
I'm like, give me a boat where they're just shitting. That's all I want.
Then yeah, exactly.
And they live.
When people love to love them, it's great. When people love to hate them, it's great. When people hate to hate them, it's bad. That's when someone gets fired. That's when a show doesn't do well. If you're feeling bad about how you're like, you hate to hate, then it's bad. Like you're like, that person makes me feel gross. That situation is making me feel gross. That's what you're describing. Like that's when it's dark.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm
Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip.
The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, so Dorinda describes a pink cloud. I've never heard that before, and I like that. That's whole...
I wrote that down, too.
It's a good name for something.
Yeah, it is a good...
It's a good name for something, like a brand or something. It's a good name.
I was about to be like, it feels like there could be... Is it an alcohol brand? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's cute. It's cute.
Like a wine or a rosé or something that, like, something,
it's,
you know, like...
Yes, it's a brand name. It's a very
cute
brand.
And you could brand it, yeah.
Yes. And I do shop and buy and spend more than any of the housewives, but I don't talk about it as like an activity all the time. It became something that when you'd hear it, you'd be like, okay, let's talk more about, I got them. That's so cute. And where'd you, I don't know. So that's what that is. But
how many hats did you buy on that fucking trip? Cause you bought a lot of hats and they were on your bed. And I screamed at I remember when I originally watched it, I screamed at my, like, probably my television, and I felt the inclination today when I saw it. I was like, get your hats off your bed. It's bad luck.
Oh, I thought that was just, oh, fair. I thought that was just bags. Okay, shoes.
No, it's just hats. You never
Okay, well, then I've fucked a lot of my life up. Okay, so I am a hat person. I have many, many hats. I wear many hats. Yes. But I can destroy some. Like, I'll fold the back up when I'm on a lounge chair at the beach. I'll wear it on a boat. I'll get it wet. So I go through them. If I buy one that's really expensive, then I really, like, cherish it. Like, I own two Hermes hats, and that's, like, then it's, like, I'm precious about it. But I love hats, and I buy hats. Also, I shop a lot on vacation. Like, I don't shop. I don't go shopping as a person. I'll shop online a little, and I've stopped that because I don't like to have all the stuff and I like to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
But like Paul and I are going to the South of France this summer, and we're already talking about, like, that will be a place that we'll buy. I'll buy a piece of jewelry. I'll buy a serious bag. And I forgot what the other thing was. And like that, and probably like something really nice that's clothing, but I'll come home and it'll be a hit. It'll be a serious hit. So I shop on vacation.
Also in the South of France, there are all these markets that are just like incredible.
Yes.
It's incredible nuggets of things to buy for your kitchen. And for this, like, that's really I bought a great red. It wasn't even like the most expensive bag, but it was just this great red, like, side simple bag that you could just,
I love these markets. So all right, so we did the boat thing, but we didn't really do the island thing, which is telling because sometimes you need to, like, yesterday Paul and I were in the house and I call it stale. We get stale because we're homebodies. We never go anywhere and we never do anything. There's no reason. What do we do? Like, I don't need to go to a museum really that often. And I don't need, sometimes I don't want to go to a restaurant. I know it sounds crazy. And sometimes.
Do you not go to a museum because people are going to.
No, I'm not like Madonna. No, I'm saying, like, we would go to a museum and that would be a nice thing to do so we can check a box and say we did something and we'd like to look at the art and we could go to a gallery. But I feel like often people go places where they're going to, like, transact and buy things. And I've been on a thing where I don't want to go, like, walk the avenue or go, because then we're going to end up, I just don't want a window shop. I can't explain
that's
it.
Interesting. So like you wouldn't go like this Thursday, I'm going to go to go see the Georgia O'Keeffe at MoMA. You wouldn't do that.
I would go if you said would go, but yes, but I sometimes have a hard
time.
Or go
to the Gagosian to see the Avedon.
I would, but I have a hard time. I know it sounds crazy. I'm like the kid. I'm like,
no, no, no. I think it's like PTSD from the from being on the show. I think it's also like, I think that when you go on the street, people are like, there's Bethany, there's Bethany. I think that you are very recognizable. Nobody knows who I am. I was out yesterday with a very good friend of mine who is very famous and on a very famous TV. Like he is in the zeitgeist right now, in a big way. And I have known him a long time and we were with his brother and sister and me and Sammy. And I was watching the difference of him being watched and we were supposed to go see a play and then we missed the play because traffic was terrible in New York yesterday. And then we went to Joe Allen and then we came to my neighborhood and we were walking around in my neighborhood and went to go look at his, we were just sort of on the street a bunch.
Yeah.
I could see people, if like we had to keep moving because if we stalled,
oh, of course,
on. And so I think a little bit, this is me psychoanalyzing you, but I think that maybe that could be because I feel like if you stop, people feel like they know you. They feel
it's
like
so
they
weird.
Know who yes. you are. They, I'm, was your thing with your, with the boyfriend when he passed, was that on the show? Was that talked
Beyond,
about on the
and
show?
It was very, very public. Yeah. Very.
So then that was like, they're invested in that. And I think that like, you're not, I think that it's just, that's like the blight of reality television.
I think it was the perfect storm because when I was younger in the city, I would go to Starbucks in pajamas and I would have anxiety if I had plans. I'd try to find a way to cancel the plans. Like if I had some place I had to really go to, something like the Kentucky Derby or something, I could like gear up and get myself like I'm going to do that thing because it's a bigger thing. But the little things, the day-to-day and the dinners and the things, they've always felt weird and useless to me and pointless. And I didn't understand my relationship with, like, the outside, which is why The Housewives was in one way good for me because it made me put on clothes and put on makeup and, like, pretend I had something to do. Even if I'm busy and work, the pandemic, so then add fame in. And I've never thought that I was well-known ever, and that's not a bit. It's a true thing. I still walk out when I go, and I forget. So when people come, Abba-dabba! I love... It reminds me that like, oh God, I can't just like say and do. And so that puts a guard up. Then the pandemic gave me the excuse to be who I innately am. And I leaned in for 2 years getting to like never leave the house because you didn't need to. You could order from Instacart. You could get your nails. So it's all converged. And my relationship to the outside and to going places has changed. I'm in a relationship with someone who also is not very social, but he's out during the day going to the office, getting the clothes on, doing that. And I don't do that. So at night, he's not one who's like running to go out. So all of this converged into this insular person.
Can I just add on to that and say that I also think, again, I watch these shows because I find them like character studies. I think you are very transparent as on these shows, mm-hmm. you're very transparent. You're funny. And so you are fucking funny and you have like, and you're fast, lightning fast. But because you're so transparent and you have your feelings, I think it makes you very relatable so that people, I mean, they actually know me.
They
know you. Yeah,
yes.
I saw like when you got married to the guy and then I remember seeing when you got divorced and it was like, oh God. And I'm divorced. I was like, if my divorce was ever that, it's the same thing with Sonia. It was like her losing her house and that. I was like, oh God, I know it makes for great television and I know everybody signed up for it. I know everybody signed up for it and they're getting paid for it. But there is a moment where it feels, you know, it's like when you walked in, when that person sent you that picture, I know we're sidetracking from the episode, but when you walked in, you and Luann sometimes went to Loggerheads, but when you got the photo of that that.
Oh, what, Tom.
And you were like, yeah. And you saw him kissing somebody and yes. you had to go in. It was like, first off, it was the craziest piece of television that's how it all, it's like, it's kind of like that affair that the people had on Vanderpump Rules. It's like, you're going to sleep with a girl in your own friend group and you don't think it's going to come out. You're on a reality television wow. show.
Like, yeah.
Like in that moment I was watching, I was like, this is crazy. You have to go in and say to somebody while cameras are rolling, your husband who you're, or this guy you're about to marry that you're so in love with, he was kissing.
And let's be honest though, I'm not her best friend and I'm not her enemy. I'm on a show with her. Like, I don't really care. Like, I care, but I don't really care, but I have to care. But I have this, yeah.
You did good girl code there. You were like, I would want to know. But the way that you again, it goes back to that moment between you and Luann. I felt for her. She was like, Bethany, don't say, like, you could see her.
Yeah, that was a real moment.
It was like, again, it was a real moment.
Yeah.
It was an incredible moment. And it was really meaningful because everybody knows that you guys aren't like the chummiest of chums.
Right.
But like that you had to be the person. So.
And I did feel for her no matter what.
Yeah, you did. And you saw. But I think that's like the thing with going out probably is it can be, I'm right now in like a kick right now. It's like, as corny as it sounds, like I want people, like I'm going to movies all the time. Like I hope people go see like this movie about my father. I want them to go see it because A, I really love the movie, which I never say about a movie I've done. I usually am like, but I love it. But I want people to be like out and invested.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think we've spent so much time holed up in our apartment that I don't think it's healthy. I think it's healthy.
It's not healthy. This is not healthy. The way that I live is not, I know it's not. And I think about it, but I'm saying I get to go because it gives me a reason to get up and like wash my hair and be a person. So, okay. So the only last thing I wanted to talk about was I loved that island that we went to. And I loved when Tinsley got in the water and with her hair, like that was a big, big season moment. We swam and we felt free and Tinsley was in the water. That was like the highlight of the trip. And I like Tinsley. I have to say that I like Tinsley a lot.
Oh, I think that I like that she is what she is. She's unapologetic about it. Just sometimes I just don't understand like a life of just being a wifey. But I also
I said on the reunion. Yes.
But I also admire the fact that she says it. It's just like it's so not. But I had something. Wait, hold on. Fucking Sonia said something. She goes, she was a little lit, I think, but she goes, the market's down, but I'm up today.
That's a great line. She has some good line. That's a great line.
The market's down, but I'm up today.
That's hilarious.
Like, she was walking around the island and she had, why are we not discussing this, Bethany Frankel?
Let's hear.
You were in the water. She's going to get in the water.
The tags.
And she pulled her thing down and was like, had the tag on her bathing suit so that she could return it.
Oh, well, that's a fact. That's a fact. No, not return it. No, because she has that too. Sell it. Some is returns, because if it was like a gown, she'd return it, which is what you did for prom, I guess, where people do like tweet to return it. But what are we doing with Sonia's busted up vagina bikini?
But what I love about her is she, again, I mean, this is because I liked it. This is the one thing I do envy. All of those people, when I watch that show, they're unapologetic about who they are. They're like,
no, not all. Not all. Yes, Sonia. Yes, what you said about Tinsley. Not really.
Do you think Luann is a little bit, I feel like she owns the fact
she's unapologetic, but she's not truthful. So she's unapologetic about getting caught about who she really is. But she's not unapologetic about who she really is because we don't really see who she really is. Well, Carol, similarly. But Sonia is unapologetic about being a mess. She's leaning into the.
Ramona seems unapologetic.
Ramona's very apologetic in an insincere manner.
Also, too, when they're getting in, this is so funny. I mean, when Ramona, didn't Ramona hurt, like, broke her foot or sprained her ankle?
It seemed like fake news half the time.
Yeah, but she's getting in, and there's, like, a moment. This is, like, the thing of that brings me back to the show of, like, Luann's, like, you guys found, like, or somebody found the crab, and you're like, let's scare Ramona.
Totally.
To me, it was such a, again, like, but that felt authentic. It felt like girlfriends, like, hold on, we're going to do this. And then Luann gets in the hammock. Now, Ramona has this fucked up ankle. She's walking around with like a Ziploc bag full of ice, which is already my favorite. Again, I want to steal that because that to me is just
funny.
It's a
character moment. Yeah.
It's a great character.
Yes.
And she's about to get in. I'm like, you have a sprained ankle. I don't know how you're getting in that hammock. And she looks at somebody and she goes, hold my ice. And there's just funny to have to make a staff member.
Do you have a notebook for these character moments?
I keep things. Like my brain is, it's somehow
I need to have a housewives character moment notebook.
I don't know why. Somehow I remember, like, when I start working on something, it is filed away in my brain. Like,
but it's funny that you say that about the hammock and the crab, because it's a girlfriend moment, but it's also a wink to the audience. Like, this is the Ramona moment we need. Like, we all know this person and that she's a train wreck and that she's carrying chicken in her purse at the reunion, which I called out. And she's got extensions down to her vagina that are what weaving in with her bush, and that she's got a fake wheelchair when she needs it.
But it's also what I feel like we needed in that episode, because it's so intense. You guys at the house at that breakfast but we're also forgetting that the episode before was equally like bonkers and really nuts. Hold on. Also, I said, I wrote this down. The silence between Carol and Bethany was deafening. When you guys were eating, just you guys just sitting there, like not a word. But again, it sort of broke my heart. I was like, two people who, again, going back to a dissolution of a friendship that, like, we saw you guys, like, in the Hamptons, and you guys off when the cameras weren't rolling went on vacation together. I've had friendships break up, and it's not, like, you can have these deep, to anytime it's, like, a deep relationship, and then it just splits apart, and something happens, you know, it's a season, a reason, or a lifetime, or whatever it is. It's brutal, because I don't know about you, but like my girlfriends, I love Sam, but I need my girlfriends. Yes. I have to have those female relationships because they keep me afloat, you know?
Yes. And I think it's very, the only person I really went into this with is Elizabeth Moss, about that actresses do understand. First of all, there are a lot of actresses on The Housewives, not in New York, but on Beverly Hills. But actresses understand this show in a different way, because you've got to get into this character and it has to be real. So you understand what it feels like to have a deafening silence in a scene. And sometimes I bet even as an actor, you don't trust the moment. Like, is this too long? Is this too long? It feels weird. Like, you might get into your head or something. It's like that. You're sitting there and it's just so long and weird, and like, you have anxiety about things like that are happening and the way things will be portrayed. And I imagine actresses go through that too, in a different way.
Well, I think, like, you know, you get on a set and you're going to make a choice. You're going to do something, and it's about being vulnerable. I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to do this thing, and either is the director going to be like, what are you doing?
Oh, right.
And that is like, so sometimes, like, you know, that's, you have to risk it, because, and sometimes they will do that, but then you have to be like, I'm not doing this for you. And if they do sort of, you know, dance on your instinct, you have to remember that's their bullshit, because a good director will trust that, like, you're trying to carve out something.
But it's
you're
the going same thing. Okay. It's the same thing, because dissimilar. You're a person in both. Like, I'm a person sitting here, and there are 10 ways that I can react to what Carol's saying. Even in a cocktail party where no one's filming, I can say to somebody 100%. Who says something to me, that's a fucked up thing to say, or I can hold my breath, or I can, you have all these choices.
Which, by
in
the
life.
Way, the silence is way more fucking interesting as a viewer, because it's more upsetting. It's because there's
still a choice, and the other one could be upsetting too, is what I'm saying. It's the same experience where, I remember that one of the EPs of my talk show, who produced Ellen for 30 years, however many years she was on, 20 years, 10 years, I don't know. He said, if you have the feeling, you got to go with it. So, like, instinctively in the moment, you may feel like this is a suffocating time and I feel uncomfortable and awkward, but I'm just going to live in it and breathe. And I watch it come out of the oven on TV and it's different than how awkward it felt terrible years ago when my boyfriend was saying, I was saying, can we live? Are we going to live together? And he was like, we'll talk about it later. And I was like, but do you want to live together? Because I was trying to like close the, like just do something for the audience. And he was like, we'll talk about it later. And I felt so uncomfortable and awkward. And when it came out of the oven, people thought I was so vulnerable because it was honest. It was what was going on. But I felt like a loser. I felt like a loser, but they thought I was a winner.
Of course, but that's, you did win because women were able to relate to that.
Thank
because
you.
We've all had that conversation.
Right, but I wasn't, I just couldn't get there. I was so self-conscious. And so it was a truthful thing that was happening, but it was being received on the other side of that truth. It's the choice that I made rather than just be like, oh my God, it's so fun. Let's dance. Like I made a choice. I could have chosen to dance.
Also too, I feel like as an actor, when I do something, I'll make a choice to do one where it's the deafening silence. And then when they go take, we get take one.
Oh
take,
yeah. We don't take, get that three. One take.
So you don't get that, but like we get another chance to go, let's try it if this were the reality.
True.
And so I think that's why actresses love watching it. Like, I mean, we sit, like I just did this show. It was me and Kristen Wiig and Allison Janney, and we were rapt talking about the Housewives. I feel like there's something I think we just relate to it. I think it's what you were saying about Elizabeth Moss and like that there's something, maybe because we feel like we get watched when like, when you see, you know what I mean? There's maybe something that like, people
well, no, because
like
Elizabeth said you get home from a scene. She said there's the scene that actually was in your head that you planned to do, the scene you did. And then like there's some other scenario, like there's three scenarios.
Well, there's
like,
the scene that then you play back in your head where you're like, I should have done this.
Oh, so that's one. And then there's the one that actually happened. And then there's something
else.
And then
the else. One you stand on. The one that you rehearse and you're like, this is what I think is going to happen. Because I feel like as an actor, you have this arsenal.
Oh, right. The
maybe
plan, the actuality, and the regret, and the thing. Same. So that's what Housewives is like, too. You get out of there, and you're like, wait, oh my God, I could have. So it's not that different. You know what I mean? It's not that different in that way. That's why I think it was a fast. You should listen to the one with Elizabeth Moss. She's a big fan of the podcast, and I guess of mine. I love her. And the way she broke it down, it was really, it was interesting. And we made a lot of analogies. Yeah, a lot. Yeah. So I like talking to I like talking to comedians, but I like talking to actresses a lot. Wow, we have a new like housewives therapist, a rewives therapist. We have a new in-house. I feel like I'm Dr. like Oprah and I've found Dr. Phil. We have an in-house therapist now. So this is
so
amazing.
Funny. Thank you for being vulnerable and I you know, everyone can be so it's hard what you guys have, what you did, what people are doing. I just did Watch What Happens Live and Teresa, who's on the New Jersey Housewives, was there. And her fiance is in the audience. And then you're watching the sort of the demise of her relationship with her brother on television. And it's really intense. She couldn't have been sweeter. It's like, you think you know everybody, but you don't know who they are.
No, you put your sweet dog in a pen with four other dogs. Today, we are breaking it down in a way that's more, not just clickbait and salacious. We're talking about human interaction and people and dynamics. And that's why I did the show, because I didn't want to do a rewatch just trashing people and rehashing. I wanted to talk about human behavior and the psychology of what's going on. And that's why I thought I would make good out of something that can be not great. So today, I don't think we're doing that. That makes it like sociology, you know, versus just like, let's just talk bad about somebody for no reason.
That's true. You don't. I never want to feel like, because I don't know what it's like. I don't put myself, but I also think that everybody signs up for it. Like when
they
you
do,
say,
but we're talking about a medium. We're talking about a medium. We're talking about interaction dynamics. That's why it's different.
Do you
and
think
yes,
it's changed over time? Do you
yes,
think
totally,
what it became,
totally,
what it was when it first began? And then, and I also think with you too, Bethany, people saw you as this like young girl who was a chef, who had like, who was industrious and like hungry and had hustle. And you were like, you made an empire. It's really It's pretty, well, it's cool, dude. It's
thank you.
It's cool.
You thank you. They came with me. And to your answer your question, I walked into something that was unknown. So what's the has SNL changed than the first season, like after 25 years? So,
yes.
So the first season was me in my own clothing and my own sweater and in my studio apartment with IKEA, which they would never have cast me now because you don't have to be rich. You just have to appear rich. So that girl would never have been cast. And I didn't have like fake rented cars and fake marriages and all this stuff. I was just a girl in a studio apartment. And I also didn't know what I was walking into. So now if all these years later, you want to be cast, you're studying the medium, you're throwing your leg on a dance floor, you're ripping someone's weave off, you're flipping, you're doing something because you've seen crazy shit happen and you have to top that. It's not Kelly and I having an I'm up here, you're down there conversation is not going to rate the same way today, even though it was psychologically fascinating. It's not the same because the game has changed. Everybody has a preconceived notion. There's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's reunions with Gone with the Wind outfits. It's not even remotely the same. I would never walk into it now. It's not, would not, I mean, I would because I'd need the money, but it's not for me now. All right, I had the best time. What a roller coaster of the boat, of the dog, of the life partner. Like, this is a pinata.
I love that you didn't know that, like, you were like, when Sam popped his head and you were like, you, that was a great moment. That was like a true moment of a surprise. You were like,
well, and you know, I wasn't wanting to know the, like, who's your, cause I just wanted the guy, whoever the guy was. And then the guy, I'm like, wait, I know you. And he was like, I know you. So now, yeah, amazing. All right.
I love that you were like, do you know me? And I was like, he doesn't. Well, he knows you. You know why he knows you? Cause he'd walk in and he would see me watch it. And if you can, I know you hate to go to movies, but go see this movie. I'm telling
you. I was supposed to be at the premiere and I think something came up and it was too much to do in that one day, but I was running.
Yeah, it's called You Didn't Want to Leave Your House.
No, there was actually another thing. I had to leave just the next day to go away. And I was like, no, that was a reason to leave because I was going to get dressed up and look cute and like see you and Sebastian and Robert De Niro. That was a reason to go, but I didn't get to go.
Bob is really incredible in the movie. And Kim Cattrall plays my mom. Like, and she's...
That's amazing in tracks. That's cool. That's cool.
Kim Cattrall and David Rashi plays my dad, and he's on Succession. And
Which guy is he on Succession?
He's Carl. He's the blonde with the glasses, who's sort of bumbling, who's like trying to vibe.
Oh, I love him. He's great. Yeah, that show is outrageous. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to see it. I can't wait. Congratulations. You're the best, and love to your family and your animal.
Thanks for being nice about it.
Of course. Thanks. Of course. Okay. Have a great day.
Bye, love. Bye.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip.
The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
That was an amazing conversation. And actresses are really great people to talk to about this, just because you're in the moment, you're in a scene, it's emotional. How do you react? Is it real? Is it not? Like, it's wild. And she was unbelievable. And we got a cameo from Sam Rockwell, the amazing and interesting actor that I had no idea they were in a relationship for 16 years. Feels like a substantial relationship. And the dog, and a lot went on. Really interesting.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip.
The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.